What can I do for you?
JJ Metal here with a Blind Bargains Quick Take product review. Last week we posted about a $7.99 voice command clock radio from Insignia. This is the Insignia NS-CL-VR01. Figure for $7.99, we might as well order one ourselves and see how it works. And from checking it out for a few minutes, it's not bad. If it were priced at $50 or $60 like the Moshi, I don't know if I could recommend it. For $7.99, it's not bad. Insignia is the no-brand, or one of the no-brands to Best Buy. So this was available, or still is available, through Cowboom.com, which is a distributor for clearance products from Best Buy. So that's why it's out there so cheap right now. They're kind of basically trying to get rid of these things, so if you're hearing this review and it's 2013, it's probably not available anymore. You might be able to find it used. But right now, as of May 2011, it is $7.99. And let's check it out.
What can I do for you?
That is the main set of voice commands for this Insignia voice command clock radio. There's essentially 7 buttons on the top, plus a snooze/voice command button, plus a group of 7 buttons on the back. It has some of the features of many of the other similar type radios. It has an AM/FM radio, time, 2 alarms, a sleep timer, and 5 presets for both AM and FM. So let's try out the voice commands here. I'm going to press the big snooze button, which is in the top front.
What can I do for you?
Time.
The current time is 12:36 a.m.
It says it's 12:36 a.m. That's actually wrong, because I believe this thing got unplugged and I didn't have the battery backup in there. It does have a 3 AAA battery backup to save the time. But let's actually try to set it to the correct time, which is around 8:15 right now, I believe.
What can I do for you?
Set time.
Please say the current time, including a.m. or p.m.
8:15 p.m.
The time is now set to 8:13 p.m.
Well, that's interesting. I said 8:15 p.m. and I heard 13. It's actually done reasonably well as far as hearing my voice commands. It's probably, I'm sure it depends, of course, on the type of voice and the accent and things like that. It's doing okay, again, for an $8 product. One of the things that definitely does impress me a lot is the speaker. Now, I'm not going to try to demonstrate the speaker of the radio. I don't know if you guys remember those Bose Wave radio commercials that used to play on the AM talk shows, and they would try to demonstrate how the Bose Wave radio sounded, but you're listening to it on an AM radio, so it doesn't really work so well. What's this say? It is stereo speakers. It basically takes up the entire top, and it goes pretty loud for a clock radio, which is quite impressive. So there are 7 buttons along the top. They're basically in a kind of a half circle, and they kind of curve around the snooze button from left to right. There is a record button, and that is used for recording the names of radio stations. I'll show that in a minute. Volume down, volume up. The standby / mode button, you hold it down for a couple seconds, and it will turn on the radio, and it will go between AM and FM and auxiliary for plugging in an iPod, Android, whatever you have to plug in. Station down, channel up. Those two there to the right of the standby. And far right is the preset button. There are 5 presets for AM and for FM. There's only 1 preset button, so it's one of those deals where you have to press the button and cycle through the presets. That's a minor annoyance to me, but apparently buttons are expensive and they don't like putting lots of them on there. So, you know, what are you going to do? The 7 buttons on the back don't really matter. Why? Because one of the drawbacks as a blind person is you cannot set the time using buttons. You do have to use the voice command. So there's buttons in the back to adjust the brightness, to set the time, to set the alarms, all things other than the brightness that you can do with voice commands. So that's okay. The far left one, if you hold it down, will adjust whether the Insignia will come on by me saying voice command, or if I have to press the snooze button. So that's the only one of note. There's no feedback when you press that button. To the right of that is one of those coily antennas. That's pretty long, about 5 feet long, uncoiled. To the right of that is the auxiliary plug and the the AC adapter plug. It's not a actual power cord that is attached to the radio. It is a separate AC plug. So that's kind of cool if you're traveling. It makes it a little easier to pack. Measuring probably about 8 or 9 inches wide, 2 or 3 inches tall, and about 4 or 5 inches deep front to back. The display appears to be pretty big. I can't see it, but it takes up a pretty good amount of real estate. About half of the front is dedicated to the display. So it's likely a decent one, but I have nothing to say there. Battery cover on the back, or on the bottom, 3 AAA batteries, which were included, as was the power adapter and the quick start and manual. Documentation is available in PDF. PDF is quite accessible, though. Not a problem at all reading that. It was actually pretty easy to follow, at least as far as these types of manuals go. So I was pretty impressed there. Let's hold down, just to show you what the radio. I'm going to hold down the standby button for a couple seconds. There we go. So there you go. Listen to a little bit of Tiny Tempo here on KFR. Now, I have 5 presets, which I can press the preset button to go through.
Chris Broussard broke the story earlier today. The link, minor damage and no...
A couple of these stations are further away. That's why they're a little fuzzy.
The UK and the rest of Europe have to play.
Now, I can say I've recorded a couple of names of stations.
Let's bring
up a station. Radio.
Please say FM or AM.
FM.
Please say the station name.
KFR.
Please say the station name.
KFR.
Please say the station name.
KFR.
Sorry, I am having trouble understanding you. Please try
not doing
again
the greatest at the...
What a bright start to summer. Ask Sherwin-Williams during the...
Oh, I think I heard AM instead of FM. Let's try this one more time.
What can I do for you?
Radio.
Please say FM or AM.
FM.
Please say the station name.
KFR. Back to you. You know how these voice command things go. So it heard me say AM the first time instead of FM, so that created a problem since the station I was trying to get is an FM station. I've had some decent luck with the voice command, and I know it's not perfect, but for the price, not bad. So you can also record a tag for any of your presets, so we can go to... Let's see. We'll go to ESPN Radio here.
Please say the station name.
ESPN.
Training failure. Please try again. Please say the station name.
ESPN.
Please repeat station name.
ESPN.
Thank you. Station name recorded for station preset 4.
So what I did is I pressed the record button, and that brought about that little prompt again the first time I had a little bit of trouble and tried to cut me off. But I can,
send a stronger message about saving.
Let's go back to that. Let's see if I bring up my new preset again.
What can I do for you?
Radio.
Please say FM or AM.
FM.
Please say the station name.
ESPN.
Please say the station name.
ESPN.
Please say the station name.
ESPN.
Sorry, I am having trouble understanding.
Yeah. Conclusion? The voice preset feature, well, kind of a cool idea. In practice, not so much. It's really just quicker. You got 5 presets. Just press the button to go through the presets and get to the one you want. The voice thing is definitely kind of a gimmick there. It works decently for the time. You know, if you want to look at the time or hear what your current alarm is, let's try getting my current alarm.
What can I do for you?
Alarm.
Please say alarm 1 or alarm 2.
Alarm 1.
There is no alarm set at alarm 1. Please set the alarm first.
I guess I have to say set alarm first. Let's try this.
What can I do for you?
Set alarm.
Please say alarm 1 or alarm 2.
Alarm 1.
Please say the alarm time, including AM or PM.
7:30 AM.
Alarm 1 is set to 7:30 AM. Please say confirm or reset.
Confirm.
Please say buzzer alarm or radio alarm.
radio alarm.
The alarm sound is radio.
So that all works right. That's exactly what we wanted to do. If we have so you can set two different alarms, and each alarm can be either a radio or a buzzer. There is a snooze, which is that same as the voice button, to snooze your alarm. There's also a sleep timer, which you can set from anywhere from 90 to 15 minutes. Let's show you how that works.
What can I do for you?
Sleep timer.
To set sleep time, please say 90, 75, 60, 45, 30, 15 minutes, or cancel.
45.
The timer is set to 45 minutes to turn off.
And there you go. Well, the radio's not even on right now, but we can put the radio back on. There we go. Ah, some Five for Farting. A good song there. A word on radio reception. FM is pretty good with the coil antenna. It's about what I would expect from a clock radio. There is not a lot of bleed over. It definitely picks up all the local stations and some of the nearby ones as well. And compared to the radio I had up here before, it's reasonably selective digital tuning, and certainly better than some of the cheaper radios I've found. AM is a joke, and not because I'm living in a city. I have had other radios in this house, which will at least do reasonably well. AM here, that's a local station, probably one of the strongest ones in town, and so lots of interference. So definitely do not get this for AM unless you live really close to the stations that you are trying to listen to. Is it much else to say about this? I mean, it works reasonably well. Has some trouble with the voice feature as far as the radio presets, but as far as setting time and alarm and getting the current time and alarm, it seems to do that just fine. I guess we'll find out tomorrow morning if I actually do wake up, and we'll see how that works. The sleep timer is a nice touch. The radio reception is decent enough. The speaker is quite impressive for a unit this size. It goes quite loud, which is very impressive. To me, and for the price of $7.99, I certainly recommend this for a lot of occasions, and as a nice travel alarm. Wouldn't pay $40 or $50 for this, but again, for the price, it is not a bad little piece of equipment. There's certainly some things that could be improved. Obviously, the back buttons should work as you're trying to set the time without voice feedback. It's a lot more difficult or basically impossible, so it'd be nice if those would talk as well. Also, it would be nice maybe if you could say the name or the number of a radio station to that station. That would be cool. But that's it. The link's over on blindbargains.com. If you want to purchase one of these, we've linked to it from this post. So feel free to go over there, and we've linked straight to the page where you can buy one of these from Kaboom. For Blind Bargains, I'm JJ Metal.